USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
About half of all American adults have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, according to new data from the CDC. The new data says that 128 million people have received at least one dose, with more than 82 million people fully vaccinated. That number is expected to jump significantly in the next few weeks, as many states have opened up their eligibility for vaccination to those 18 and older for several weeks. The increase coming as the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine remains paused while the CDC and FDA review data on a possible link between the shot and rare blood clots. And Myanmar's military junta has pardoned more than 23,000 prisoners to mark the country's traditional New Year, although it was not clear how many were people detained for protesting the February coup. At least 700 protesters have been killed by government forces since the February coup. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
As the world global death rate from the pandemic reaches 3 million, theme parks in California are beginning to reopen. With more, here's Wendy King.
The Universal Studios theme park in L.A. has reopened to the public. It's the first time since the shutdown due to COVID-19 more than a year ago. The park, which is located in Hollywood, reopened with coronavirus precautions in place, including masks, social distancing, and temperature checks. Officials said they will be disinfecting all food locations and restrooms in the park. Friday's opening comes about 2 weeks before Disneyland and California Adventure Stage have their grand reopening, which is on April 30th. Both parks have begun selling tickets again on Thursday. Disneyland said it will also require COVID-19 mitigation measures for entry, including masks and physical distancing. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Nearly 1 month ago, Vice President Kamala Harris was tasked with addressing the root causes of the migration surge currently happening at the southern border, though her efforts have thus far been diplomatic. Harris has spoken with the presidents of Mexico and Guatemala with the promise of visiting both countries soon. But critics insist that one of the most important things she could do is visit the southern border. Mark Morgan is the former acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and he tells Newsmax TV that the vice president needs to go to the southern border to understand what's happening on the ground firsthand.
So the vice president, the new border czar, is going to go down to the northern side of the country to discuss the root causes. By which the root causes, we've known what the root causes are for four decades. There's nothing new there. We know what these causes are. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, what she needs to know is exactly what's happening at this moment, at this specific time on our southwest border. Before she goes and engages in discussions with our Northern Triangle partners, she's got to understand the reality of what's happening on our border. Talk to our border security experts. But why? Why is she not doing it? One, she'd have to admit it's a crisis. Two, she'd have to actually listen to our border security experts. But we know that that's not going to happen.
And police in New York City say a driver who was pulled over in Brooklyn threw bleach and a Molotov cocktail at an officer. Police say the man tossed the chemical at the officer who had pulled him over and then drove off, throwing a flaming Molotov cocktail at pursuing officers. The suspect later crashed his car and was arrested. No officers were injured in the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.